The implementation of a peace accord in Bosnia should not obscure the fact that the world remains a very dangerous place for millions of people.
Two organizations at opposite ends of the political spectrum have tallied up the wars in the past year. And although they disagree on the number of conflicts, the cases in which they agree paint a sad picture of our globe.
The conservative National Defense Council Foundation lists 71 nations engaged in bloody disagreements with neighbors or with their own citizens. That's twice as many as in 1989, the last year of the Cold War. The group uses its figures to keep Congress from cutting the Pentagon's budget. The more liberal Center for Defense Information lists 28. The difference between the two depends on what qualifies as a war. The Center for Defense Information uses a list based on 1,000 casualties to qualify as a war.
In any case, here are a few of the conflicts that appear on both of the lists.
The government of Azerbaijan versus the Armenian Republic of Nagorno-Karabakh.
The government of Georgia versus the Republic of Abkhazia.
The government of Iraq versus the Supreme Assembly for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq.
The government of Sudan versus the Sudanese People's Liberation Army.
The government of Colombia versus both the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia and the National Liberation Army.
The government of Guatemala versus the Guatemalan National Revolutionary Unity.
The government of Peru versus both the Sendero Luminoso and the Tupac Armed Revolutionary Movement.
The governments of Tajikistan, Russia, and Uzbekistan versus the Popular Democratic Army.
The government of Bangladesh versus Chittagong Hills Tracts People's Coordination Association.
And the government of Indonesia versus the Revolutionary Front for an Independent East Timor.
The only continents free of conflict over the past year, as far as we know, were Antarctica and Australia.